This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. It's a holiday weekend, and certainly for some of us, we're kind of making the best of it because, well, is it this weekend or is it next weekend? It's the 4th of July weekend. 4th of July is in the middle of the week, so yeah, why not take both weekends and enjoy a little bit of outdoor activity and vacation time? We got lots of time to answer your questions. We're here live. 877-726-8255 is our number, and we'll be taking some calls momentarily. But first, on the subject of the Mediterranean diet, what is the Mediterranean diet? Well, I've heard it sometimes described as a diet that is rich in whole grains, lots of olive oil, fresh fish, some poultry, virtually no red meat. Red meat is thought to be a no-no on the Mediterranean diet, but in fact, folks in the Mediterranean area do eat red meat in the form of beef and pork in particular. And so is it really fair to suggest that the benefits of the Mediterranean diet are due to its elimination of red meat? I've heard so many people say, I don't eat red meat, and they count it as a virtue. They stick to fish and chicken and turkey, but red meat is thought to be something that has an adverse effect and that can negate the benefits of the Mediterranean diet. Well, here's a study that takes a look at precisely that proposition. And what they say here is, we assess the effects of consuming different amounts of lean, unprocessed red meat in a Mediterranean pattern diet on cardiometabolic disease risk factors. We hypothesized that consuming a Mediterranean pattern would improve cardiometabolic disease risk factors, and that red meat intake would not influence these improvements. I'm reading from the study abstract. And so what they did is they took a bunch of subjects and they fed them a Mediterranean diet, either with or without the addition of unprocessed beef or pork. Okay, so Mediterranean diet, you know, lots of fresh fruits and vegetables and whole grains and lots of olive oil. And I presume they said, okay, drink some red wine, because that's part of the Mediterranean diet pattern. One group told avoid red meat. The other group told include red meat. And here's what they found. Total cholesterol decreased in both groups on the Mediterranean diet, but greater reductions occurred with the Mediterranean diet red meat included than with the Mediterranean diet without. Low-density lipoprotein, LDL, decreased with the red meat diet, but was unchanged with the ordinary Mediterranean diet without red meat. Triglycerides, total cholesterol, HDL, glucose, and insulin did not change with either the inclusion of red meat or the avoidance of red meat. And all blood pressure parameters improved on both diets. So here's what they concluded. Adults who were overweight or moderately obese may improve multiple cardiometabolic disease factors by adopting a Mediterranean-style eating pattern. And here's the kicker. With or without reductions in red meat intake, when red meats are lean and unprocessed. Now, they didn't have the gumption to examine the proposition that unprocessed fatty red meat could actually not have an impact either. That's not what this study looked like. And still, they would have people trimming the fat off their red meat and not having things like bacon, for example. That's processed. But the study does suggest that red meat is safe to include on a healthy Mediterranean diet, and that, in fact, the results in terms of LDL reduction and cholesterol reduction are even better when red meat is included. So the theory about avoid red meat in the optimal Mediterranean diet thus crashes and burns, according to this recent study. All right, our number is 877-726-825. And there are various ways to get questions to us. You could email your questions to radioprogram@AOL.com. And we'll use that question as grist for the mill for our weekly Q&A with Layla. It's a lively discussion of questions that you can obtain via our podcasts. Crystal, let's hear Crystal's question.
Hi. I was online kind of researching different effective natural treatments for anxiety. I've been on Zoloft for, probably close to 16 years, and it's no longer really working for me. Instead of upping my dose anymore, I really want to figure out some natural solutions, and I came across your Ready Calm, and I just want your advice, opinions on how you think that would work for me, and just get your input on my history and any type of help I could get at this time.
Okay. Well, you know, let's take a look at this from a global standpoint. Ready Calm is a supplement that contains things that are helpful for anxiety, especially L-theanine. But I'd like to take a really comprehensive approach to the problem of anxiety and not just pop a supplement. A supplement can be beneficial, but, you know, I think you have to do a complete assessment on a person to determine why they're anxious. And that, of course, includes, you know, looking at all the psychosocial inputs, making sure that the person has the right kind of cognitive behavioral therapy, which is very helpful for managing anxiety. Many patients who are put on antidepressants have never even talked to a therapist. They've never even gotten help in terms of coping strategies for dealing with anxiety. So that, I think, is part of a holistic approach. Also, we want to look at when we're using, you know, even when we're using medication, medication can sometimes help anxiety. It's not, you know, it's sort of the last resort. But one of the reasons that medications fail is because they need to be supported with the right nutrients. So, for example, the SSRI medications tend to work better when they're supported with adequate amounts of B vitamins. B vitamins are essential for something called methylation, which helps to make serotonin. So I call B vitamins kind of hamburger helper for the SSRI medications. The very same nutrients that help lower homocysteine actually help make antidepressants work better. They're folate, B12, and B6. And in particular, P5P, a form of B6, is particularly helpful for anxiety. Also, magnesium is very helpful for reducing anxiety. But the problem with magnesium is it's hard to get it across the blood-brain barrier, so we use a product called protosorb magnesium, which is magnesium 3-8. That actually helps to, as a vehicle, to help get the magnesium to go where it's needed in the central nervous system to help with its calmative effects. Hormones are really important when it comes to anxiety. And women in particular sometimes suffer from an imbalance of estrogen, to progesterone. There's a ratio that needs to be maintained. But I find that a lot of young women, certain older women, benefit from some additional progesterone. That actually can be obtained in over-the-counter products, which are made from wild yams. And they contain a significant amount of bioidentical progesterone that actually has a calmative effect. Many women who, when they get pregnant, they report that they feel more relaxed and calm. That's the progesterone kicking in during pregnancy. So these are some of the factors that need to be looked at. In addition to taking a product like ReadyCalm, which does supply certain nutraceuticals that can be helpful. So there you have it. Comprehensive approach to a problem that sometimes is, you know, it's easy to take a pill rather than to look at the big picture. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, our number 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine. We'll be right back.
Be proactive. Sure, you take your daily vitamins, but do you replenish the glutathione levels in your body as part of your long-term health strategy? Glutathione is our body's primary antioxidant. It is unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals, exposure to environmental toxins, and the aging process. As we age, our levels decrease, making it important to continually boost our glutathione levels. Why is RegActive so groundbreaking and so important? Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive products contain ME3, a patented probiotic delivery system which carries glutathione past our stomach acids and into our bodies, stimulating our own body's production of glutathione. It's a paradigm-changing approach to health and anti-aging wellness. Join our family today. Our RegActive family of glutathione-producing supplements, liver and detox, cardio wellness, and immune and vitality. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. Available online and coming to fine natural products retailers nationwide.
Your brain's complex metabolism requires many different nutrients for optimum performance. Excessive release of adrenaline and cortisol, plus environmental exposures and oxygenation, may be impacting your alertness, memory, and other vital functions. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a broad-spectrum neuronutrition formula that supports the central nervous system and cognitive capacity. It's NeuroThera from Claire Labs. NeuroThera provides balanced neuronutrition. Used daily, NeuroThera supports mental clarity and cognitive function. It promotes blood, oxygen, and glucose delivery to the brain and helps protect against oxidative stress and inflammation. NeuroThera provides the essential building blocks for optimal brain health. I believe in NeuroThera so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol. For more information and to purchase NeuroThera, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. You can call us 877-726-8255 is our number for questions. Did you exercise today? Well, I did because, well, it's that time of year where the sun comes up early and the sunlight was pouring through my window, so I got up early. And besides, it's wicked hot here in the Northeast, and so I thought if I was going to get in a good run, I'd have to do it pretty early before the sweltering temperatures. And so around 7, I hit the road and took a nice run and then started doing some show prep for today. But I had some additional time, and the water looked really inviting, and it's warming up fast, so I jumped in the water and took a swim. So this is in light of a new study that shows that just 23% of U.S. adults get enough exercise. This according to the CDC. Now, what constitutes enough exercise? You know, what they're recommending is often way beyond the capacity of ordinary mortals. But this seems pretty reasonable. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services recommends that people between the ages of 18 and 64 engage in at least 150 minutes of moderate physical activity, which might include, you know, walking, or alternatively 75 minutes of vigorous physical activity. That would be running, biking, swimming, as well as muscle strengthening activities at least twice a week. So that's the goal. Only 23% of U.S. adults attained it. The good news is that they started an initiative in 2010 called the Healthy People 2020 Initiative. They had a target goal of 20% of adults meeting these guidelines by 2020. And the good news is this goal was surpassed. 22.9% meet it. That being said, there is a big gap between the haves and the have-nots. And there's a big disparity among socioeconomic groups and even among the states. So predictably, Colorado had the highest percentage of adults meeting the guidelines, with 32.5% doing so. District of Columbia, which is a lot of ambitious young professionals, and 13 other states also significantly surpassed the guidelines. But many states did abysmally. 13 states, most notably Mississippi, at just 13.5% were significantly lower than the national average. And you might think that, you know, these warm weather states, the Sun Belt, would be the place where people have the most leisure time physical activity. But it turns out that cold weather states like Colorado, New Hampshire, Massachusetts had the highest levels of physical activity. And the lowest levels were found in the Southeast in states like Florida, Georgia, and Alabama, and of course Mississippi at the very bottom. So one of the lead researchers here on this for the Centers for Disease Control said, quote, "We have to pause and ask ourselves, are we doing great as a nation? Is it really good that only 23% of our population is engaged in enough aerobic activity and muscle strength training? Or do we need to do better?" There's also a gender disparity. An average of 29% of men met the guidelines. And that was a whopping 41% of working men in the District of Columbia, compared with just 17.5% in South Dakota. When it came to women, an average of 21% met the guidelines, ranging from a low of just 10% in Mississippi to 34% in Colorado. And, you know, affluence and college education are associated with more likelihood of meeting the federal guidelines. People of professional managerial occupations, I guess medicine would constitute one of those, were more likely to meet the federal guidelines. And so, you might say, well, a lot of people they do manual labor, but there are virtually no jobs out there that require the heart to be elevated continuously more than 100 beats per minute and also strengthen the muscles in a way that they do in a leisure time physical activity that includes both aerobic and resistance activity. So, you know, even though, I don't know, maybe, you know, you think you're doing it at work, you're probably not, unless you're, I don't know, a lumberjack. Very few occupations meet the criteria for strenuous physical activity that will help condition your heart and improve your metabolism. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine. Your questions are welcome. We'll be right back with a story about flight attendants having a higher risk of all types of cancer. What's up with that? Do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141. Or tryzona.com. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at tryzona.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and our number 877-726-8255. We got a call from Carol in New York. Hi, Carol. Happy Independence Day.
Oh, same same to you. You're my guru in terms of answering, you know, difficult questions or ridiculous questions. My friend goes to or has been going to an osteoporosis expert, and her vitamin D level is somewhere like 48, 50, or 60, something like that. And the expert said, oh, you shouldn't take very much vitamin D because what it does for some people who have osteoporosis, it can have help them to break their bones, or it could they could even death.
Wow.
What is she talking about?
Yeah.
I mean, the doctor, that is.
I mean, if they said that, you know, I know of no study that suggests that vitamin D, when your levels are in the normal range, can worsen osteoporosis. I mean, there are some medications that when taken for too long can worsen osteoporosis. That's true about medications. The bisphosphonates, so we're talking Actonel, we're talking Fosamax, we're talking Boniva. These medications will initially strengthen bone, but past 3 or 4 years, they've been found to have a paradoxical effect. They have been shown to cause bone brittleness, such as people develop what are called spiral fractures, which are atypical fractures of the bone. They don't happen ordinarily, but they can happen to people taking these medications, you know, 6, 8, 10, 12 years. And they happen at the slightest instigation. You know, you step off the sidewalk and, you know, put your foot down, all of a sudden, whoa, your leg goes out from under you and you've broken your hip. So when it comes to vitamin D causing death, well, you know, I think maybe there are a few recorded cases in human history where people have been crazily overzealous, or there's been some kind of manufacturing problem with vitamin D where instead of getting 1,000, you got 100,000. You know, somebody was asleep when they put together the mixing vat at the company making the vitamin C, and a mistake was made. But usually the problem is short-term and bothersome, but not fatal. And it's actually been shown that people can safely take, 6, 8, 10,000 international units of vitamin D per day without coming to harm. It's just that we want to monitor it. We don't want people to go overboard because too much of a good thing sometimes isn't so great. So it surprises me that a so-called osteoporosis expert would say that to a patient, almost like it's a scare tactic, you know, like, those vitamins you take, they, you know, you think they're so safe, but they're dangerous. And that's kind of like poisoning a well for someone who's earnestly taking supplements in support of their health. You know, I was going to share with you, I guess it's appropriate to share this with you now because we're talking about vitamin D. A study came out this week, or last week actually. Greater levels of vitamin D associated with decreasing risk of breast cancer. Well, I would say that's a pretty important problem. Lots of women are in mortal fear of developing breast cancer. And it's a large study that looked at women 55 or older, average age 63. And what they found was that the higher your vitamin D, the lower your risk of breast cancer, and the minimum healthy level of vitamin D was 60. Which is substantially higher than the 20 recommended in 2010 by the Institute of Medicine when it came to vitamin D prevention. So they say increasing vitamin D blood levels substantially above 20 appears to be important for the prevention of breast cancer. For each increase, here's what they say as I read the study, to reach levels of 60, this would generally require dietary supplementation of 4,000 to 6,000 international units of vitamin D per day, maybe less with the addition of moderate daily sun exposure, wearing minimal clothing, and, you know, not a lot of sunscreen. So there you have it. You know, they do warn that except under medical supervision and monitoring, intake of vitamin D must not exceed 10,000 international units per day. I usually don't dose it that high. But I do have some patients who require 5,000, alternating with 10,000 to achieve, the best possible vitamin D levels of, I would say, you know, 65, 70. And in some cases, when I'm treating a condition like multiple sclerosis, which is an autoimmune condition that really benefits from high levels of vitamin D, I might, you know, go more aggressive. Some studies have shown that 14,000 international units of vitamin D can be safely taken by MS patients, and that that may be the dose that's required for the therapeutic effects of vitamin D. Not everyone needs to take that much, but a person with a disease might require a lot. So, hey, thank you for teeing me up with that question. I was going to talk about vitamin D later anyway. All right. If you suffer from frequent fatigue, I've got some good news for you, because there's a supplement out there, and I've been taking it personally, and I've been recommending it to patients for, it's got to be 10, 15 years. It's NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. NT Factor repairs damaged cells. It works via the mitochondria, and the mitochondria are the powerhouses of the cells. They need repair. Their membranes tend to deteriorate, and NT Factor delivers lipid replacement therapy that targets cell membranes. And it has been validated in studies. I'll share a testimonial with you. I don't generally like testimonials because they can easily be falsified, but this is the real deal. One of my listeners writes, "I love this stuff. This product has brought this 70-year-old's energy back that was pretty much lost after suffering an autoimmune disorder. I credit NT Factor with getting me back to 10,000 steps or more every day and hiking up mountainsides again." So a while ago, I suggested to Nutritional Therapeutics that while ProPax with NT Factor contains that specific ingredient, NT Factor, some people may want to keep their favorite multi and still harness the power of NT Factor alone, so Healthy Aging was born. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. It comes with a 45-day money-back guarantee. And now for a limited time, when you buy one bottle of Healthy Aging, you get another one free. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. You can get Healthy Aging with NT Factor by calling 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Take advantage of this limited offer. When you buy one bottle of Healthy Aging, get another one free. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. All right. Promised to talk to you about this story, which is an alarming one. For those of you who are in the aviation industry, flight attendants, pilots, air crews, and or frequent flyers, headline, flight attendants have a higher risk of all types of cancers, according to a new study. Researchers followed more than 5,000 crew and found that their risk of breast cancer increased more than 50%. Their risk of stomach cancers by as much as 74%, it's not entirely clear what the cause is. Part of the cause may be ionizing radiation from time spent in the thinner upper atmosphere. You know, the atmosphere cushions us from cosmic rays. And if you live at 30,000 feet for prolonged periods of time, you're going to get zapped with more radiation. But also other factors like disturbed sleep, disrupted circadian rhythms on folks who fly night schedules, and also sporadic eating, you know, catch-as-catch-can meals could be factors as well. They report a higher lifetime prevalence of breast, melanoma, and non-melanoma skin cancers among flight crew relative to the general population, and even higher risk of cervical cancer, thyroid cancer, virtually all major cancers. And in the past, this may have been related to high levels of secondhand tobacco smoke, but I can't even remember the last time that smoking was permitted on planes. But it's a closed environment. There are a lot of chemicals present in the aircraft cabin, and that too may contribute to the risk to these personnel. I can't hesitate and thinking that it won't be too long before class action lawsuits will arise on the basis of hazardous exposures to aircraft personnel. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number, 877-726-8255. You can call us in the remaining time for the show. Plus, we'll take a look at some studies that suggest that red meat causes post-traumatic stress disorder? Or does it? Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Many of us wonder sometimes what's going on with our brains, like when we can't recall a name that should be totally familiar to us or forget why we went into the kitchen. These worries take on a little more weight as we grow older. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to slow cognitive decline and enhance memory and mental performance. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Brain Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for my Supplement Starter Kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the Intelligent Medicine lifestyle. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And you just heard about the Zona Plus. If you got high blood pressure, I just wrote an article about medications that can contribute to depression. And many blood pressure medications can hike your risk for depression, weight gain, lethargy. And such a high percentage of Americans suffer from high blood pressure. I think it's virtually half of people over the age of 50 or 55, that we've got people on all kinds of drugs. And the drugs are no picnic. The blood pressure needs to be controlled. So is there an alternative? And I'm very excited about the Zona Plus. I've recommended it to patients, and I recommend it to you, our listeners. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. And there are clinical studies, my now 22 of them, that confirm that regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks of use. It's a medical device, a high-tech instrument that guides you through a patented therapy. It's based on grip strength, but you don't have to have the grip strength of Arnold Schwarzenegger to do it. It adjusts to your physical capabilities. And it's personalized, and it incentivizes you to perform a series of simple grip exercises on a daily basis that have been demonstrated to provide feedback to your autonomic nervous system and lower your blood pressure. That's how it seems to work. To find out more, go to orderzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141 or orderzona.com. And as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. Please just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. Folks, it's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. It's the Zona Plus. Find it at orderzona.com. Okay, let's take a look at a study that purports to show that saturated fat causes or contributes to post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, here's the headline. Adolescents who consume a diet high in saturated fats may develop poor stress coping skills, signs of post-traumatic stress disorder as adults. And I'm thinking, whoa. And a lot of dailies have picked up that clickbait headline. So I decided to do a little research behind it. What's it all about? A new study, it's in a journal called Brain Behavior and Immunity, and it suggests that by eating saturated fats, and certainly this is something that teenagers do because they eat a lot of junk food, that this will actually cause them to have post-traumatic stress disorder later as adults. So this is really an example of journalistic malpractice. And there's several points about it now that we look at it. I mean, we really have to look at the study. You know, just read the headlines, okay. You got to do the boring work, which I'll do for you, which is to read the darn study. First of all, it's a rat study. So, as I've said many times before, most humans are not rodents. Maybe you know a few personally, maybe you even have some in your family, but most humans are not rodents. So is this applicable to humans? Well, sadly, no. But even accepting the results and saying, well, you know, humans, yeah, we're all mammals. So yeah, maybe there's some carryover to people. Let's look at what the experimental design shows in terms of the diets that were given to these rats to demonstrate that high-fat diets cause depression or anxiety or post-traumatic stress disorder. And what they're fed is a type of rat chow. And I'll read you the ingredients. Cornstarch, casein, maltodextrin, sucrose, soybean oil, cellulose, mineral mix, vitamin mix, L-cysteine, choline bitartrate, and the preservative called TBHQ. So, to begin with, that's a junky diet. And then when they gave them the so-called high-fat diet, which wasn't really high-fat, it was really high in starch and sugar and soybean oil, saturated fat was about 10 times as much as a human would normally consume, you know, adjusted for a rat's weight. So most likely, you know, either these researchers, so-called researchers, didn't bother to look at the chow ingredients, or else they did know that the chow ingredients were junk, and their bias shaped the outcome of the study. Now, why would we suspect bias in a study that indicts saturated fats as the cause of PTSD? Well, the study emanates from Loma Linda University, which I'm not knocking. It's a very fine institution, but they are a private Seventh-day Adventist institution in Southern California. And they promote, just by the religious faith, the religious belief of the Seventh-day Adventists, they promote, and I'm quoting, a well-balanced vegetarian diet that avoids the consumption of meat, coupled with intake of legumes, whole grains, nuts, fruits, and vegetables, along with a source of vitamin B12, and that's adequate for promoting vigorous health. So, bottom line, this is really a case study in how a headline can pop out, highly misleading, and you have to do the due diligence to look at the study and also look at whence the study emanates from. Often there's an agenda that they're pushing. All right, this is quite fascinating. Dietary supplement increases muscle force by 50% in a muscular dystrophy mouse model. Again, mice are not humans, but muscular dystrophy can be modeled in a rodent experimental situation. And the dietary supplement that they used was something that's readily available in a health food store. It's N-acetylglucosamine, sometimes abbreviated NAG. Mice given N-acetylglucosamine had 50% increased muscle strength compared to mice from the control group. Remember, this is not just for you muscle builders. This is for muscular dystrophy. N-acetylglucosamine may turn into a promising treatment for this genetic condition. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks very much for joining us. Remember, the show is at the tip of the iceberg of the Intelligent Medicine Phenomenon. We've got podcasts. We've got a newsletter. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. And have yourselves a great holiday weekend. Enjoy the week.
Green means go. This summer, go green for your health with Kyle Green's family of superfood drink mixes. They're an easy and on-the-go answer to getting more greens in your day. Nutritionists, health experts, and mothers everywhere have long heralded the benefits of eating your vegetables daily, especially greens. Yet that's a goal few of us meet. The Kyle Green line of green blends feature ancient grains and seeds, barley and wheatgrass, superfoods, and fruits and vegetables for a great nutritional foundation for your health and whole body wellness. Start your day with Greens Blend for sustained energy to keep you going, Harvest Blend for immune defense, or Sprouts Blend for digestive support. All GMO-free, vegan, and gluten-free. Add to your morning shaker bottle, juice, or smoothie for an easy, delicious, and nutritious way to begin each and every day. Go green with Kyle Green. Available at fine natural health retailers everywhere and online.